McDonald's chief executive is promising a turnaround after news this week that sales at the fast food chain fell 4.6% in November, more than double what analysts expected. CEO Don Thompson says McDonald's will simplify its menu, and the company is already piloting an option that lets customers build their own open-faced burgers. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal is here. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
And first of all, what's behind this slump?
Well, there's a number of factors that they're dealing with. One is an increasingly complicated menu, and that's caused slowdowns in service in the U.S. And as a result, they're losing that once reliable base of younger customers who are defecting to other fast food chains.
When you say a confusing menu, they've been adding salads, they've been adding smoothies, because the thinking was that those same young people might want something a little healthier.
Well, yeah, that's right. And they've added a lot of things to this menu. And now, for example, you know, you've got a breakfast menu that includes 14 sandwich options, which can be great. But, you know, they're competing against smaller, more focused chains like Five Guys and In-N-Out Burger, Chick-fil-A that are more specialized. And it really is a much more complicated affair for them to make these specialized drinks. You know, you get your McCafe, for example, and you have to have a separate station behind the counter with coffee grinders and blenders. Causes longer waits. So, and also as a result, you know, customers are going elsewhere for their fast food fix.
So interesting. It could be that what they were doing in the beginning, just the very, very simple basics, might be what they should have continued with. But they started a PR campaign on social media. Customers can ask any question, and the company has used it to explain, you know, give some answers like, what is pink slime? This was a processed meat substance that they're no longer using, and they explained why using social media. We heard, too, about the open-faced burgers that they're trying. But it sounds like you're saying that the more they try these things, maybe the farther away they get from what people want from them.
Well, they're really having to rethink their strategy. You know, in terms of their social marketing campaign, one of the things they're doing is launching a new advertising campaign. We just reported that they're going to not replace the longtime catchphrase, I'm loving it, but they're going to have a new slogan early next year. Lovin' beats hatin'. You know, that's a response to all the hate that they've been getting off of Twitter and Facebook. And they're going to be putting up a new ad during the Super Bowl. But back to your question about, you know, with this expanded menu, what do they do? Well, one of the things they're planning on doing is responding to local taste better and putting in place a new system where menu items that might appeal to customers in the South won't necessarily be offered to those in the West. Consolidating a bit based on sort of local tastes.
Well, but Jason, why does this matter? It's a business story as companies like Chipotle, which McDonald's was an early investor in Chipotle, and now Chipotle's doing great. They've recently opened 132 restaurants. So it's a business story. But is there a sort of a sociological aspect to this story as well? Because McDonald's, you know, you can still get a burger there for a dollar. This is a place where people without a lot of money could get food. That's not true for some of the competitors. It's higher priced. Is there something else that we should note here?
Well, what it seems is happening is that sort of on the budget end of their menu, they're getting a lot more competition from competitors like Wendy's and some of the others, you know, who are really going after them as a low cost food option and are offering more discounts. Burger King and Wendy's, they're offering, you know, discounts and promotions, and the Golden Arches hasn't been doing quite as much as that. But then, you know, the other side, that's the low budget side. And then you also have the millennials who may have a little bit more money to spend and who are spending a little bit more money at places like Chipotle. And what some of the analysts say is that people in their 20s and 30s, they've shunned the one-size-fits-all model, and they want something that's more particular to them. And there are a lot of foodies in this young group, and they want fresh ingredients, and McDonald's has changed its image.
Well, and Jason Bellini, one hopes if McDonald's goes away, there is a place for people who don't have that money. Jason Bellini, Wall Street Journal, thank you as always.
Thank you.